It wasn't long ago that Tiger Woods was golf's greatest player and a global sports icon. His dramatic downfall is well known as a sex scandal and injuries knocked him off his pedestal, many thought, for good. But now Woods is in the midst of perhaps an equally dramatic comeback. From Orlando, Florida, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Tiger Woods has won the Arnold Palmer Invitational in Orlando 8 times, but yesterday's first round of the 2018 tournament may have been one of his most significant because it felt like a final round.
Give us the Tiger!
The Tiger calls started with Woods' opening tee shot on a cold Orlando morning. The cheers built as the temperature and Woods heated up. His second birdie in as many holes put Woods at the top of the leaderboard for a while. A familiar position, if you forget the last 5 years. It's been that long since he won a tournament. Not surprising, considering how his back finally betrayed him after years of violent, high-speed golf swings. His 5 years of wandering in the golf desert were marked by surgeries and abortive comebacks, and even embarrassing flubbed shots that had weekend golfers gleefully exclaiming, "Hey, I can do that." And then, April of last year, Woods had his 4th back surgery.
An anterior lumbar interbody fusion. Please explain to us what exactly that means.
The surgery, explained on the Golf Channel, worked so far. This golf season, Woods has been pain-free and his results have followed. In the last couple of months, in this order, he's finished 23rd, 12th, and last week, 2nd, sending golf TV ratings to their highest level in 5 years. So, not surprising, the gallery following Woods in Orlando yesterday was kind of huge.
It's bananas up here, man. The crowds are 7-8 deep. Already, you know.
Charlie Avery from Atlanta was taking a break from the mob. He stood next to a fairway watching Woods from a distance. Avery has seen this scene before. He's come to this tournament at Bay Hill Golf Club for the past 16 years. What's different this time around, he says, is Woods.
I think now he have a better outlook on golf and life in general. You can tell by his aura, you know, he smiles more, you know, he's more in tune.
Woods would agree.
I feel like I am not really thinking as much around the golf course. I can just see it, feel it, and go. I've got my feels back again.
Woods' interactions with reporters, historically prickly, seem smoother as well, as long as he don't push too hard. After his round Thursday, he bristled when asked whether his recent success meant higher expectations.
The narrative has completely flipped from how you guys asked me questions. And I just wanted to remind you guys that it wasn't that long ago that you were asking a different set of questions.
But in our defense, it has been a dramatic shift. From wondering if Woods will ever play again, and even he doubted whether he could pull out of the injury tailspin, to can he win this week? While he was largely absent from the tour, a new crop of young golf stars emerged and thrived. Is there room now for Woods to rejoin them? Tour player Patrick Reed says, absolutely.
Just the electricity that goes around the entire place when he's playing well just seems to kind of elevate, and hopefully I can continue playing some solid golf and see him late on Sunday.
Woods may not make it this Sunday. Halfway through the Bay Hill tournament, there's some distance between him and the leaders. But it hasn't killed the buzz. During his first round Thursday, Las Vegas oddsmakers made Woods the favorite to win next month's Masters. Seems crazy, but so did the idea that Tiger Woods would be playing and contending once again. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Orlando.